Some news now from the world of sports in Major League Baseball. The Boston Red Sox extended their season-best winning streak to 8 games last night, beating the Tampa Bay Rays 8-2 at Tropicana Field, behind a strong outing by Rick Porcello and a hot shot that literally knocked Tampa Bay starter Jake Odorizzi off the mound and out of the game. The Red Sox had a tenuous 1-0 lead heading into the top of the fifth, and Odorizzi was pitching very well until Eduardo Nunez hit a line drive straight back to the mound that hit Odorizzi's foot and sent him sprawling to the ground in pain. He was helped off the field. The good news, though, is that x-rays were negative. He is expected to make his next start. But with Odorizzi out, the Red Sox pounced on a bevy of mistakes by Tampa, scoring 5 times in the fifth, with 2 runs scoring on a succession of a passed ball, then a wild pitch by reliever Dan Jennings. Mookie Betts sent an RBI single in the inning. Sandy Leone capped it off with a 2-run single that pushed the Red Sox lead to 6-0. And that was more than enough for Porcello, who won for just the 6th time this season, despite giving up 2 solo home runs in the bottom of the 6th. Red Sox get a day of rest today before opening a critical series Friday night at Yankee Stadium, coming into that game with a 4-game lead over the Yanks for first place in the AL East. The Yankees made sure that deficit would remain at 4 by beating up on the Toronto Blue Jays 11-5 at the Rogers Center last night. Newly acquired third baseman Todd Frazier homered and had 3 RBIs on the night. Gary Sanchez and Didi Gregorius also went yard for New York, backing up Masahiro Tanaka, who couldn't get through the fifth after walking 5 batters and giving up 3 runs over that span. Chad Green came on to pick up the win, and one day after setting the Yankees' franchise record for most consecutive games with a strikeout, rookie sensation Aaron Judge got into the record books again, this time for a better reason. Judge drew his 82nd walk of the season, breaking the base on balls record for a Yankee rookie set by Charlie Keller back in 1939. So the lead for the division is very much within the Yankee crosshairs when they host the Red Sox tomorrow night. Eduardo Rodriguez gets the start for Boston. The newly acquired former ace of the Oakland A's, Sonny Gray, takes the hill for the Yankees. He'll be pitching on 6 days rest, with the day off for the Yankees today. At Citi Field in Queens, the Texas Rangers got a 2-game split in their brief series with the New York Mets, and the Mets split with one of their best power hitters. The Rangers won 5-1 last night, with Martin Perez giving up just 3 hits over 8 innings, and Joey Gallo going deep for his 32nd home run of the year to power the Texas offense. Rafael Montero took the loss for the Mets, who sent slugger Jay Bruce to the Cleveland Indians in a trade yesterday after Bruce cleared waivers. The outfielder heads to Cleveland with a .258 batting average this season, but he adds a power bat to an already potent lineup with 29 home runs and 75 runs driven in. The timing helps out Terry Francona's club as well, since outfielder Michael Brantley is heading to the disabled list with a sprained ankle. In the New York Penn League, the Batavia Muck Dogs got 6 shutout innings from their starter Alejandro Mateo and handed the Vermont Lake Monsters their 3rd scoreless defeat of the season in a 5-0 win at Centennial Field yesterday. The loss shrinks Vermont's lead for first place in the Stedler division to 1.5 games over the Tri-City Valley Cats. They beat the Lowell Spinners last night. The Monsters play the rubber game of their series with the Muck Dogs tonight in Burlington. Holly Reynolds is now a 9-time champion after winning the Vermont Women's Amateur Golf Tournament yesterday at the Country Club of Barrie. Reynolds had a lead of 6 strokes to begin the week, but things tightened up on the final day of play, and she won with a 2-stroke advantage, finishing with an 84 Wednesday. Reynolds' 9 titles as the state's top amateur female golfer is a record. On the professional circuit, Jordan Spieth will make a run at history when he begins play at the PGA Championship today in Charlotte, North Carolina. Spieth is vying to become just the 4th golfer in history to complete a grand slam of major championships in the modern era of golf. Tiger Woods was the last to do it, holding all 4 titles simultaneously, but not in the same calendar year. Bobby Jones is credited with having accomplished that feat in 1930. That is before the modern standard, though, was updated to include the Masters Tournament instead of the U.S. Amateur. Spieth has already won the Masters, the U.S. and British Opens, with only the PGA between him and the unofficial Holy Grail of golf. Look for Rory McIlroy, though, to be one of the players with a strong chance to deny Spieth that elusive 4th leg of the journey.